This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing Parivartan Sankalp rallies in Haldia, Asansol and Surrey yesterday, termed the ongoing West Bengal elections as a crusade to restore the state's former glory. He claimed that after decades of decline under Congress and left rule, the TMC has further devastated the state through corruption, specifically citing its failure to make Bengal self-sufficient in fish production and the rise of coal and sand mafias in Asansol. Trinamool Congress Chief and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee yesterday asserted that her party will emerge victorious in the upcoming elections despite the BJP's alleged attempts to capture Bengal by deleting over 90 lakh names from the voter list through SIR. Addressing a public meeting in Minakan in support of candidate Usharani Mondal, the Chief Minister claimed that names of people from all religions and communities were removed. Electioneering is in full swing in Tamil Nadu with star campaigners, senior BJP leaders and union ministers Piyush Goyal, Dr. L. Murugan, state BJP's former leader Annamalai are wooing voters with the NDA alliance. AIADMK leader Edappadi Palaniswamy, DMK chief and chief minister of Tamil Nadu M.K. Stalin, Udayanidhi Stalin, Sengottaiyan, Premalata, Vijayakanth, Dr. Anbumuni, Kandimori and many others are crisscrossing the state garnering votes for their parties. Election Commission has said that the polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry and the by-elections in four assembly constituencies in three states remain by and large peaceful, barring few incidents. Assam and Puducherry record the highest ever poll participation yesterday. Assam registered 85.38% voter turnout, while Puducherry recorded 89.87% voter turnout. Previously, the highest poll participation in Assam was 84.67% in 2016 assembly elections, and for Puducherry it was 86.19% in 2011 assembly elections. In Kerala, 78.03% poll participation was recorded. In by-polls, Bagalkot Assembly seat in Karnataka registered 68.7% voter turnout, while Davanagere South witnessed a turnout at 68.55%. The Koradang Assembly constituency in Nagaland recorded a turnout of 82.21%, and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura recorded a turnout of over 80%. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. S. S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which has ensured at 100% of the polling stations the first time in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the partnership between India and Mauritius has witnessed remarkable and substantive progress in the span of just over a year. In a statement to media after meeting Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Ramagulam, Dr. Jayashankar said they had wide-ranging discussions on various facets of the bilateral relationship. These encompass maritime cooperation, development partnership, health, education, capacity building and people-to-people ties. The External Affairs Minister reiterated India's consistent and continued support of the government and people of Mauritius, aligned with its developmental needs and priorities. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that during the state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mauritius in March last year, the two governments jointly agreed to elevate bilateral ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. He said the decision stands as a powerful testimony to the enduring bonds of history and the mutual trust that has long united people of the two nations. He added that the elevation equally reflects the expanding scope and deepening substance of the cooperation across a wide range of shared priorities, underscoring the unwavering commitment of both the nations. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that it has killed Ali Yusuf Hershey, personal secretary of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qassim in Beirut. Hershey was also the nephew of the Hezbollah chief who heads the Lebanese group backed by Iran. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in the last ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing 182 for victory, Lucknow reached the target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 181 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.